There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
The government
is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Bats, Jones, and Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Yes. Are we up? Yes, we're here. I am Dutch Jones. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program, coming to you live Monday through Friday. Let me turn this one down a little bit. What's that? Woo, why does it go up and down like that? What are you doing? You did it, didn't you? Lou's over there going, I didn't do it. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program, coming to you live from the Central California region, a little area we call Cahuilla, which is a Native American name for a crow or something, the sound they make, Cahuilla. I like it. It's simple. It sounds ancient in its name, but we've been here since about 1962. When I say we, not me, I was born in 66, but the church at Cahuilla has been here, and this is a militant Christian church with a militant Christian worldview, and the things that I discuss are not necessarily the views of the church at Cahuilla, they are mine alone, but they are from the teachings of the great pastor Warren Mark Campbell and the people that come in to speak and teach at this classic church. When I say classic, it's because we predate the Armenian, the Calvinist, the Baptists, and even the Protestant and the Catholics. In the beginning, there was a way. It was the Christian way. It was the people who followed the teachings of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else. I'm not saying that I am tapped into some greater stream of knowledge. It's all from the same source. It just gets diluted in different ways. But I don't get caught up in, are you a Baptist? Are you this? Are you an anti-Baptist? Are you a five-point tulip Calvinist? All that kind of stuff. That makes for interesting talk. To me, that's akin to what NFL team is going to win the World Series or whatever it is you people discuss. I don't get into that stuff. There are great teachers that fall from those systems. I don't mean fall, but they came out of them, they grew out of them, and the movements grew out of them. Calvin and Knox and all those guys, and of course Luther. I have no problem with them. There are very few Catholics. I mean, well, look, Luther was a Catholic. You know, he didn't know he was a protester until they threatened to burn him at the stake, right? And the reason I bring this up, it's been an interesting day. So there's a bunch of guests in the room, and Min Patriot says it's Mark Potok and friends. Mark Potok would be Potluck from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Hopefully they are listening. They need to learn. Nobody needs the message more than a bunch of conniving little Jewish lawyers, right? I mean, who needs salvation more than that? Maybe Satan himself. Why not? That's sacrilege. Satan can't be saved. He made the ultimate denial. But it's funny. Let's see. I don't know what they're putting up some stuff in there. We can't click on it if it's. I'm not sure what that is. There's some stuff in there, but there is a chat room. We come to you at 5 p.m. Pacific time to 7 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. 6 o'clock, Liberty Tree Radio on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Follow me here. Picks up our signal and transmits it all over the world also. We're being heard on FM transmitters, CBs, all kinds of stuff. I heard somebody sent me an email, said they just transmitted over a 2-meter net. And then there are archives, a lot of people on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook by just going there and typing in Dutch Jones, Dutchjones, and then look for us on there, and let me know you heard it on the radio, and I'll make you a friend. I'm going through and deleting a lot of friends. I've got a lot of people that are posers, trolls, and just don't get it. I've even got people that are so-called Confederates that don't understand the holy cause of liberty, and I had one today. something came up about the Christian battle flag, and he said, that's an oxymoron. And I said, well, obviously you don't know your history or your Bible. And he's one of these shallow, milquetoast Christians, kept saying, well, tell me the wars that Jesus fought in. Yeah, I hate it when they come up with that. You just want to reach through the computer and slap them, and I always get mad. I get over it. I shouldn't do it. I keep telling myself I'm not going to do it. I just say, well, that's your belief system. Move on. But instead I go, okay, what about Luke 22:36? Oh, that was so he could send the 40 out. That's not, he didn't want them to really use that sword. And then I get mean and I get angry and I say, well, so you just read parts of the Bible. You don't read the whole Bible and, you know, total scriptura, all that kind of stuff. Oh, only Mazda. That's okay. We haven't been really doing anything important yet. So we'll wait till you can record. we're just still doing the intros. But that's the kind of day I had. We also had an emergency. A sister in our militia needed some aid and several of us responded and things worked out well. It's just getting the heat here. It's, you know, I know people are going, oh, it's hot in the East Coast. It's 100 degrees here plus, and the humidity is a little high, and it's kind of unbearable. It's strange, the weather we're having. It's milder than we usually get, so I shouldn't be complaining. Normally this time of year, it's 110, so that's nice. So I've been fighting with people in the reality of life. I've been fighting with people online. I've been dealing with crisis. We're having people trying to buy stuff from us. We're negotiating, you know, different things, and that's good. Some folks who are listeners ordered some stuff. Stacy sent them off that the order is in process. We thank you. We have to wait on PayPal for that. And it's nice to see you guys buying stuff from us. It really helps us out. Donations are down to zero. I understand everybody's hurting, so just pray for us if that's all you can do. But any amount of money is great because we have to move the satellite dish. To the structure that we're going to be broadcasting from. It's going to be a better structure. Right now, we're overrun with ants. We haven't been in here, of course, for 2 days. And the ants are everywhere. It's kind of strange, so we need to get into it. Huh?
They're microchip ants.
They're microchip ants. Yeah, I saw that on the military channel, a little microchip nanotechnology. You know, that'll do with the, you know how we get that weird sound all the time, too? Maybe that's what it is. The ants are coming in. It's the remote controls. So, you know, I see a lot of guests in here. I see a lot of regulars. I just want to throw some scriptures at you to remind you, since I've gotten some emails today from people telling me that what I'm doing is wrong because I'm not out giving blankets to the homeless and loving my enemy. And I'm just going to throw some verses at you. These are not going to be King James because the ones I've written down here are not King James, and I don't have the time to go through the Bible for each one. But Judges 3, verses 1 and 2. And those of you that are saying, but Christ is a new covenant. We're going to throw out the Old Testament. Or even worse, those people that say, oh, the Old Testament was written by Jews. We ain't going to use it. All Scripture is profitable and should be studied. I didn't say that. It's in the Bible somewhere. You figure it out. I'm not going to hand feed you everything. Guests. I'm assuming these guests are a lot of the people that I was fighting with. I just have this feeling because it was on. Oh, man, I just got bit by whatever that was. That one's dead now. The guests are probably the people who are arguing with me, and they're going to come in here and tell me what's for. These are the nations the Lord left to test all those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan. He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience. The children of Israel shouldn't forget how to fight. It's in the Bible. The Lord wants us to know how to fight. There is a biblical doctrine of war. You'll hear that. You'll hear that over and over again. Now, Exodus. Let's go back. Exodus 15, verses 3 and 4. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. Here's King James. Why don't you look that one up in King James for me, please, Lou? I want to get the original. Exodus 15, 3 and 4. And everybody says, but the Old Testament, we have... Okay, the Lord is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. You know, he's the same God that created the earth in the blink of an eye and the spoken word. He's the same God that cast Adam and Eve out. It's the same Lord. And if you can't understand that, you've got a bad teacher. If you think that we only need to use the New Testament, and just because Jesus didn't smite the Romans... And you don't understand what Jesus had a mission to save the souls of every man, woman, and child that ever lived and that ever would live, that had a chance to be judged, right? At that time. He came to save the souls of the people that were alive in his time and future lives. His was not... He came to separate. He did use a sword to separate. But to say, well, Jesus never led a battle. Tell that to the guys that got their butts kicked in the temple. Yes, thank you, Min Patriot. Thank you for posting that in there. That's Luke 27, or 22:36. That's going to be on my gravestone, by the way. I've already talked it over to the pastor. And I want to be buried with a sword. I don't care what kind of sword. I don't care if it's a cheap one or what. Okay, what do we got here? We got Exodus 15, verses 3 and 4. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains are also drowned in the Red Sea. Does this sound like a wimpy God to you? Does it? Because if it does, you know, then maybe you need to be worshiping something else, like some cow or something. Let's see, we got 17 verses 8 through 16. I got it marked here in my Bible. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel and Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up unto the top of the hill. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. That somebody's walking down the hall. And the one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Now, I'm going to stop here because this shows both the spiritual battle and the physical battle. And they are linked together. We have one foot in each camp. Dutch should have a Scottish claymore buried with him. We have three Scottish claymores up here. We have one long one that was our marriage claymore, and then the kids each have their own to skewer anyone who comes through the front door. So yes, Worland, we will have claymores. I don't know if I should be buried with the marriage one, because if Stacy outlives me, she may need that to cleave the heads off of someone. So this is a spiritual warfare and a physical warfare. If you think it's all just spiritual, I don't want you listening to my show. If you have been a Christian long enough to have time to actually read through the Bible and claim to have the understanding of a fourth grade student, and you don't get the fact that there is physical warfare and spiritual warfare, and there is a balance, and there's a time for one and a time for another, and sometimes, as in this case, when Moses was up spiritually commanding the battle, then you don't need to be listening to my show. And then some people take offense that I say sheep. They don't like the fact that I say, you sheep don't get it. I'm talking about the people that never graduate from it's a beautiful, wonderful doctrine, this doctrine of Christian salvation. Grace through faith alone, right? It's beautiful. But if that's all you dwell in, if that's all you just revel in for the rest of your life, how are you going to serve the Lord? That doesn't mean that these New Age churches, I don't say New Age because it's not New Age, but these seeker-friendly churches that just bring people in the door and don't get them past that are doing a disservice. No. They do. They bring people to the Lord, and I'm not mocking them. I like Calvary Chapel. I like The Vine or whatever, you know, any of these other, you know, newer mega churches that are even out there. Although I heard Reverend Shuler's hurting for money. Those are good things. They bring people in. But if you, it's like going to college and never getting out of the freshman classes and always going to Algebra 101. 1 Timothy 5:8. Thank you, Min Patriot. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever, or heathen in some translations, infidel. Yes. So when I say sheep, I'm not meaning sheeple as in people who don't get about the New World Order. Some people were offended by that. I need to apologize for that, but that's an understanding that I need to convey. I'm talking about people that just sit there and go, bah, bah, give me milk, give me milk. That's a good analogy. You need the meat. Jesus said that. He said that some people will get the milk and some people will get the meat. But you got to ask for it. You got to look for it. You have a duty. I'm holding in front of me a nice little concordance Bible. It's King James Version with red letter print for, you know, Jesus Christ's words. I've read through it more than once all the way through, and I don't always understand everything. I get into some books and go, what? But that's why I seek outside commentary. That's why I seek better men than I, and even a few women that are better men than I. Just kidding. But women of God that can explain things to me. And then I challenge what they teach me. I don't just go, oh, that's good. You know, that's Jim Jones territory. So it's annoying to me that they say that that Jesus Christ is just this sissy hippie. I mean, he was a roofer. He was a carpenter. He made things from trees. I wish someone would portray when he cleansed the temple. You know, he cleansed it twice. But the time with the whip, when he sat down and he had a righteous anger, a stewing anger, and he made that whip and he wove it.
John 2.
Huh?
That was in John 2.
John 2. Thank you, Lou. See, he's my Rolodex. And just started whooping these money changers, these people selling pigeons, because, you know, you had to have this certain kind of coinage to pay your tithe to the temple, and they were ripping people off. It wasn't that they were just selling stuff in the temple, it's that they were doing it unjust and unfairly. Oh, Lord. Why do your people dwell in ignorance when it is so simple to walk into the light? They cling to it. They grasp to it, these people. Even these people who call themselves militia people. I almost have more contempt for those people than I do the people that are atheist, agnostics, or anarchists that are involved in the movement. Because they haven't heard the word, or they do away with it for personal reasons. They were treated like garbage in a home church or something when they were kids. But anyone who calls themselves a Christian that has the opportunity to sit down daily and abide in the truth and read this book and not go, ooh. Warland says, and it was a hemp rope that Jesus made his weapon with. Yeah, hemp. Yeah, he wove it into this like little whip. Read Proverbs. Read the writings of King David. Now, he didn't always fight. Well, when was the time when he clipped a piece of Saul's robe just to show him, I don't fear you, I could have killed you, but I didn't? Remember that story? But no, we can't have any of the Old Testament leaking in. We got to have all this touchy-feely good parts of the New Testament. Yeah. That's why the church in America stinks. That's why the church in America has backed away from its responsibility of making sure that we have a righteous government with righteous men and women in it. Because they don't want to interfere, because the church should just sit back and go, oh no, oh, let's just sit on our hands and wait. Let's just wait for the rapture. Oh, those are vile things that we should not be engaged in. Oh, people, you got to listen to our America's Providential History programs that we're putting up on the church website. And Lou will put that up in the chat room for all you guests in there. And you've got to hear the truth. This modern wimpiness in the church has crept in since the 1870s. And that corresponds with the defeat of the Confederate States of America. Definitely. The war of federal northern aggression, however you want to word it. I refuse to call it the other war, because there's nothing civil about war. That's when it started, because they realized that they didn't control the churches, just like Hitler thought, hey, we got to get these churches out of here or we're going to be in trouble. Because they knew that the American Revolution was driven by the churches. Thank you, Lou. They put it up in the chat room. You can also go to dutchjones.tk. That's dutchjones.tk. And you can see the links there to all kinds of stuff. Check out the forum. We've got, put the forum up there. You can go to dutchjones.tk and you can see the forum. And you can see that I got a letter from a police officer, and we're going to talk about that in the second half hour, but maybe if you want to go there now and look at it, about some potential terrorist activity going on here in Central California. What I put it up for is I want to see if you people in other areas have got the same thing with just the names and locations changed, because I have a sinking suspicion that this is a false flag report. I've heard the same report three different directions now, from people I respect who heard it from a guy who heard it from a guy, but nobody can track it down to the police officer that released this information. So some of you got it in my, some of you got it from unconfirmed intel on the forum. If you look down there, because I have a feeling that it's going to say, "Oh, this happened in Michigan. This happened in Iowa," and I want to challenge it. And because the people who sent it to me sent it in good faith, and if you sent it to me, I got it from like two or three different people. But I also heard it verbally. I also heard it from another police officer who said he knew the guy, but then when pushed today on the phone, he didn't come through with the guy. So I want to see if they're getting us ready here in Central California or if there's duplicate stories, because I know how the Terrorism Early Warning Group works. They like to leak fear out there. They like to put the wolf in the woods, you know, unleash them a little bit to get you scared so you allow them to do the things that they're doing now. We had another shooting of a civilian with a concealed carry in Las Vegas over the weekend. He was in a Costco, and we'll talk about that. If you know anything about that, I want you to call up and give me your opinion. I'll give the phone number out here in a minute. Somebody said, ooh, there's a man with a gun. Well, you know, he wasn't robbing anybody. He was just shopping. Somebody saw it. He goes out to his car, and as of yet, it's not concluded, but three police officers unloaded on this guy. And get this. Sounds like somebody rumbling by. He's a West Point graduate. He had a CCW. I don't understand. The police just keep responding to this. They want to kill you if you have the right to carry a gun. They want to kill you if you think you have the right to carry a gun. They want to kill you if you promote carrying a gun. The police want to kill you. Another example of how Dutch Jones is not a friend of the police. Those few police that are working undercover that are sharing information, I want you guys to know that I appreciate you. I love you. I pray for you. But the rest of you, I count you as enemies. Not because I counted you as enemies first, but because of your conduct and where you've put yourself on this side of the fight. You've chosen it. You've drawn your line in the sand, and you're going with the New World Order. You're going with thuggery and tyranny. So all you ex-cops, stop sending me the hate mail. I consider myself an ex-cop. Yeah, I didn't serve 20 years in blue. I served just enough to see that it tasted terrible, and I didn't want to be over there. But the phone number, I'm going to give you the phone number now, so all you guests that are coming in here to yell at me, I know that's what it is, because I just lit it up on Facebook today with a couple people. Not just one, not just two, but like three people. I'm like, you're an idiot. What are you doing this for? The phone number to call in, and here we go. Get your crayons ready. I don't know if they give you, if you can have sharpened writing utensils in the cell you're in, but you know, if you have to, like, just grind it into the shag carpet so you can still see it, you know. And I don't know why you'd have a phone if they don't let you have sharp things. But 559-561-8225. And you can call me on those things I brought up. You can talk. We're going to talk a little bit about the supposed terrorist threat. Is it real? Is it a distraction? I mean, I have no doubt, you know, there are Arab terrorists out there that are willing to blow me up for Allah, but who's really the driving force behind them? That's the kind of stuff I want to talk about today. And if it carries over into the second hour, we'll talk about it on the Liberty Tree Radio Network at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. We are not yet on the 93.3 FM here. It's kind of like a prophet is not appreciated in his own town. I have yet to be reaching the people here. It's what we got to do, but good news is right now we've turned it up to 260 watts, and it's still working. It's still working, so keep praying for us. I need to find another 48-volt fan, cooling fan to put under. Right now I got one cooling fan on it. I think if I get a second fan, I can crank her up to about 350. Then we can really get the hippies agitated locally, and we'll change our schedule around a little bit. I'll maybe be a donut hole. I'll do 2 hours in between Cornkey. I'll have his morning report, 2 hours of the Maniac Dutch, and then 2 hours of the evening intelligence report, starting at like 3 in the afternoon. What do you think, Lou? Wouldn't that be fun? And then just a whole day of agitated militia Christian talk, and see what happens. Maybe they'll come and carry me away if I do that. Yes, they're coming to take me away today. Hee hee ho ho ha 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 ha. Let's see. Let me get to my mail. I received like 147 emails today from you folks, and that's amazing, as Huell Hauser would say. Those of you that don't know, Phil was the guy I was having fight with. Phil, if you're in the chat room, please register and post some comments, Phil. I want to see what you have to say for the verses I gave you. Okay, now it's not working really good. I want to remind you, it's getting close. I've had a couple of you check in, and I appreciate it. The is it 15th annual Old yeah. Paths Conference now is coming up October 2nd and 3rd. October 2nd and 3rd. That's the first weekend in October. It is Saturday and Sunday. You can come in on Friday, and you can stay longer if you want to on the property. We don't have hookups, but you can park your RV anywhere you want. You can pitch a tent, a lean-to, throw down your bedroll, tie your mule to a tree. We will have bathroom and shower facilities available. First come, first serve on the hot water. We are expecting between 280 and 300 people, so you need to RSVP. You need to RSVP by going to the church website, thechurch@kawea.org. Now, I'm going to say that real slow here and spell it out for you. There's no at symbol in the first part there, okay? So it's T-H-E. CHURCHATKAWEAH. Kawea is spelled KAWEAH. You got it? The church at Kawea.org. But just go to DutchJones.tk and click on the link. Right? DutchJones.tk will get you there. And then there's a place where you can click for information on the conference. You email them, tell them you want to RSVP. I believe there's a $50 fee. Doesn't matter if you're one person or 80 people in the Walton family, it's $50. The reason they're doing that is a lot of people said they were coming last year, so we shut down registration, and then guess what? They didn't show up. So we had about 25 or 30 people that were told not to show up, and then the people, because the other folks didn't show up. And the reason we need RSVP is for the seating, because it's limited. We only can take about 275 people in the two rooms, the main chapel and the conference hall that we have. We're feeding you Saturday and Sunday. It's included in it. We're feeding you and yours. And it's going to be lasagna, salads, that kind of thing. For lunches, you're responsible for your breakfast and your dinner, although we usually get together around campfires and we start cooking stuff. It's you know, we get the barbecues out. There's always some grub going around. It's a real end of trail for Christians kind of thing. It's the end of the summertime. It's October. Beginning, you know, we're into fall. Up here, it's kind of like it's a mild fall by October. It rained one time over it. Sometimes it's 90 degrees. You never know what you're going to get with California weather. I'm telling you all the peripheral stuff, and then I'm going to tell you who's going to be here, and you're going to be like, whoa, they got those kind of people speaking? We're going to, of course, we're going to have Pastor Warren Mark Campbell speaking, and he's going to be speaking on the issues of the threat of Islam in America, the real threat of Islam. Chuck Baldwin, yes, the Chuck Baldwin, John Weaver, and Peter Hammond. And when we get back after the break, I'll spend about 2 minutes telling you a little bit more about the conference, trying to get you hyped for it because I want to meet you guys. We'll be back after the break. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. Flying down low and over my backyard recently. Seen them foreign troops in ninja suits leaving imprints of their combat boots in the meadow down near the neighbor next to me. Heard they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense a hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think they're thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense a hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Mm-hmm.
and phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. That just 'cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. It's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
It's the third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Say that the future is necessarily less predictable than the past. I think the past was not predictable.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order. A new world order.
Attention. This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Woo!
We're back. This is Dutch Jones Radio Program. We are live right now. It is about 5:36 p.m. Pacific time in the People's Republic of California. We are behind the enemy lines. We are in occupied territory. We are fighting the Fabian Socialists day and night here, in the political arena. Some are called to do that. In the legal arena, some are called to do that. Me, I am spewing the truth to all who will listen. That's my calling. I help train the militia. I help arm the militia. I help motivate the militia here. I help do whatever I can. I've got ants in the foot leg brace, the ski boot thing, and I don't know why. Somebody said there must be food in there. I don't know. I think it's just my lovely sweat that they like. Being diabetic is probably sweet. And someone asked if I could walk better. Yeah, I didn't give you an update. It's about 80% healed, but I'm afraid to take the brace off. I don't want to walk on it. They said I need to keep it on until next Friday when I go back to the VA, you know, in-and-out clinic or whatever they call it, drop-in clinic. I'll go in and they'll x-ray it, and if they say it's okay, you know, I'll return to playing the violin with my feet. I'll run a marathon. I'll do whatever it is I can do. In fact, this is motivating me to even amp up my physical fitness regimen to beyond just marching to the refrigerator in the middle of the night and running in place while I eat Haagen-Dazs. So I'm going to be doing some more hiking and some more, you know, basically I'm going to be doing more Krav Maga with Lou. I'm just going to beat him down and, you know, a lot of groin kicks, and I'm missing that because although he did take a swing at me in the kitchen and I threw up a block with my brace and he shinned the bottom of this rigid metal hard plastic brace and he went down like a sack of taters. And he just, you know, that thing when you just grab your leg, you go, I'm not saying he started crying, but he could have. I think if he'd have been alone, he would have cried. But he's going, my leg, it hurts. So I like this brace. I may get another one and walk around with them on both feet and just start kicking people with them. Because, undid my belt there. But, I mean, hear that? That's me banging it on the concrete floor here in the bunker in the cave. But getting back to it, the conference. I announced real quick the people that are coming. Let me do it again. Pastor Warren Mark Campbell, the host. John Weaver, the chaplain for the, I believe it's the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. And also just an amazing Southern pastor. I mean, he's in his own right. I mean, just Google Pastor John Weaver and listen to his stuff. I mean, it's going to blow you away. His stuff on freedom, liberty, the flag, the Pledge of Allegiance, how the North conducted terrorist warfare on the South. Good stuff if you are a true believer in the Confederate States of America, that the cause of the South was the cause of us all. And then Peter Hammond, who is, what is it now? I always forget. Frontline Fellowship?
org.za.
Yeah, frontlinefellowship.org.za. And look that up. He's going to be speaking. And you know, they probably don't like me advertising this, but there's a fatwa out against Peter Hammond. So security is going to be high that day, that weekend. And it's just going to be amazing. And again, we're going to be talking about the true Islamo-fascist threat in America. Not the one the media wants to tell you about, but the one that's been going on for hundreds of years. Not this sudden rendition of, ooh, Al-Qaeda! You know, the CIA manifested threat against us, you know, whether it's right or wrong. But the fact that their jihad is the point of the sword to go out and take over the world. Just like our mandate is to occupy the earth and give everyone the opportunity to become Christians, these Muslims, their goal is to go out and force conversion and enforce their way of life. That's the difference. That doesn't mean that Christians haven't gone out in the past and done crusades and all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the true purpose is to go forth and occupy and be living examples, be a reflection of the light of Jesus Christ, be salt to the earth, you know, light and salt, and do what we got to do. What? Railroad models have nothing to do with it, Rocky. I don't know what that had.
That's because you have to read a bunch.
I don't even know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, you have to read what he said about.
Lou said I keep hiding food. Okay, never mind. Anyway.
No, your chat room is messed up.
I'm behind? Yeah. Am I behind in the chat room? I don't know what's going on. Am I ahead or am I behind? Yeah, even Rocky Hill doesn't know what you're talking about. But that's okay. You know, that's okay, Lou. Whatever it takes, man.
No.
Whatever helps you get up in the morning and do the show. Whatever helps you beat those problems you have. Anyway. So, there we are, there we have it, and I said I was going to talk about this a little bit in the second hour. Let me get to my email. I'm going to read to you this little teeny tiny email that I got. Okay, I wanted to know when I'm reading this to you, if it sounds familiar and if the names and places or flavor has changed a little bit and you got it for Iowa or Nebraska or South Carolina or Minnesota, Montana, if you got this same letter in your email box a couple of times. Okay, here's what I love, because I'm just going to read it to you. This is from, it doesn't say who, it's just from a retired homicide detective in Fresno, California. We now live about 30 miles from Fresno. We are up in the Sierras, and Fresno is the first big town we encounter when we leave the mountains. We shop there often. I received this from my ex-homicide partner, who's still active in law enforcement circles in the Fresno area. Excuse the language, but don't excuse the facts. Don't give up your guns, and buy necessary ammunition if you can find it. Be cautious and alert. Be ready if, God forbid, we need to protect our families and loved ones. If you weren't at Rotary Friday, you missed the only decent speaker we've had in more than a year. Lieutenant Colonel John Otter is the 144th Fighter Wing's anti-terrorism officer. Now, I'm trying to confirm that. I actually have contacts inside the 144th Fighter Wing, which is out here. And I have not yet heard back if there really is a John Otter. Fighter Wing's anti-terrorism officer. John had a two-part presentation. First part was describing his job as the unit's anti-terrorism officer. Pretty standard stuff. The second part was information that will curl your hair. A part-time air guardsman works at a checker as a checker at a local Vons, that's a grocery store in the area. Two women in full burkas, but buy every prepaid cell phone they can find in the store. You know, the little disposable cell phones that a lot of us use. Clerk slash airman gets to thinking about it. Goes to Cotter and reports the Cotter's the name. Okay, they dropped a letter. Cotter's the name of the lieutenant colonel. Cotter, C-O-T-T-R. Asks and tells him about it. The lieutenant colonel contacts the store for surveillance video. It's scary enough that he contacts the Fresno branch of the FBI when there is actually a branch of FBI in Fresno. Now, the FBI investigates, determines these women have been doing this all over the valley. Cell phones are shipped through Canada to Iraq slash Afghanistan, where they're used as triggers for roadside bombs. All technically possible, and is very possible to ship them. Although, you'd think that they would check for huge boxes of cell phones. Now, the Shell station, gas station, at Peach and Shaw is run by Muslims. There is, in fact, a Shell station at that location. Every time a local GI goes in there and fatigues, they are asked specific questions. What is your unit? When are you deploying? How many aircraft are you taking? Now, there is a fighter wing of reservists or National Guard there, too. You can go down, and there's also, like, helicopters there. Also, in Lemoore, this isn't, I'm not reading from it anymore. In Lemoore, there's the Naval Air Station there that has several fighter wings there for the Navy. It's also a training facility. Now, the F-16s out of Fresno fly Coastal Air Patrol for West Coast. As such, they are the first line of defense, so they have the U.S. most sophisticated air-to-air missiles. Foreign governments would like to get their hands on those missiles, or at least learn how to build them. They probably already know because our government is always giving stuff away. I'm sure Israel just sells it. Also, how many we have, etc. The two spy groups are working on it have been noted to be based out of the Fashion Fair Mall, that is a mall in the area, and one based at Sierra Vista Mall. Now, if you go into our malls here, every other shop is like a little mom-and-pop shop selling junk. You know, it's like going to the swap meet. And they're owned by Arabs or Asians. And a couple maybe by Hispanics. But mostly it's Arabs and Asians. You know, they have Hello Kitty stores. They have backpack stores. They have leather stores where it's just cheap leather. Who knows where it came from. Now, the writer of this letter asked Cotter why we haven't seen anything in the B, which is the local newspaper, KMJ, which is the local so-called conservative talk radio station, or on local TV news. He said they're not interested. Since Friday, I've learned two other things. My brother-in-law, Frank, management at Avaya, and I'm going to pronounce this A-V-A-Y-A, I don't know what that is, had a Muslim tech who took a leave of absence for 6 weeks in Afghanistan. After the 6 weeks were up, he called from New York requesting extension. Frank, who does profile, said, "You're fired," and called the Fresno FBI, who were very interested. Nobody knows the outcome of this, it says. A Muslim who owns a liquor store in the former hometown of this writer of Kingsburg, which is down the road, was constantly bugging customers to buy guns for him. Finally, one of the guys I grew up with called the FBI. And, of course, if I can tell you that, I got idiots all the time. Hey, man, want to get an Uzi? Hey, man, want to get an AK-47? I don't go running to the FBI. I just tell them to get out of my face and go try somebody else who wants to do illegal stuff, period. You know, okay, so, but if it's an Arab guy, I guess you should call the FBI. We are a country at war, and the enemy is among us. I don't care what Janet the Butch Napolitano, I added that in, says. It's a fight to the death, and we should be as prepared as possible. Now, my brother-in-law Frank has a theory, if he exists. I think it may be closer to the truth than Homeland Security wants to admit. There are a certain number, probably a large number, of Muslims among us who are waiting the trigger date and will begin randomly killing as many of us as they can. Sort of a Fort Hood on steroids scenario. I know I'm getting prepared to shoot back. Two items of interest. Sheriff Margaret Mims, this is true, I can verify this part, wants to grant concealed carry permits to everyone who is qualified in the county. Now, columnist Jim Bourne, among the most bleeding of the bleeding heart liberals in the local Fresno paper, he's telling residents to arm themselves, load up. You can bet this is happening in places other than Fresno. Now, it's not signed. I don't know this person, but I got this also from a retired from a friend who knows a retired highway patrolman. The pastor received one of these from somebody from Georgia who sent it to him. What I want to know is, the rest of you out there in the free states, other than, you know, Massachusetts and New York and California, which are the occupied communist states, are you getting these too? And are the names and places changing? If you've received one of these and you didn't just get it from me today in the mail, because I'm asking you to, you know, see if we can verify this, 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. I want to know when you got it, because if this has been around for 3 months, see, I got it and it says July 12th. Or excuse me, I got it on July 10th, and I just didn't check my email, and so 10th was what, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday, because today's the 12th, 10th, 11th, yeah. And we need to keep on top of these things because it's unverifiable intelligence. There's no pictures, and just enough information to make you go, oh, wow, that's scary. Now, some things I can tell you about is that there were some cigarette store owning, I don't know if they were Sikhs or Muslims, to be honest with you. I think they were Sikhs. They got arrested smuggling guns out here about 3 years ago, and it went away. It got real quiet, and they didn't report on it anymore. They caught them. They showed one of their garages was full of SKSs and AK-47s and all that kind of stuff. But the Sikhs are sworn enemies of the Muslims, so I wasn't too concerned about that. Although I don't know what the Sikh mandate is to push their religion on anybody, you know. I honestly, I'm not that worried about Islamo-fascist terrorists, unless I live by a hard target that they would want to, or an extremely soft target like Disneyland. If I live by a naval base or Disneyland, I'd be like, You know, it doesn't mean that they're not going to strap on a bunch of plastique and set themselves off. Here in California, I'm more worried about just the random crime from illegal aliens and scumbag gang members. What about you? Do you believe that this is a true threat? Do you think they're rattling our cage? I want to know what you think. I want your input on this. Mine is, I've known for a long time that there's a connection historically between just the growth of Islam, the way they take over a nation. France is battling the good fight. They're trying to make it illegal for burqas in public. But sometimes it's just too late. You know, you reach a tipping point when there's just too many Muslims. I think England is going to be overrun because of their socialist, you know, let's accommodate everybody attitude. I'm surprised France is the only one standing up to them. I mean, there was a period in time when they made it all the way to Spain, for those of you that don't know. Where's Mikey? Mikey's my Muslim expert. I don't know if he's listening. He says he likes to listen. I need him to call in.
I found the story on Snopes.
Okay, what does it say on Snopes?
It says it's false.
Okay, give us the... Here, Lou, give us the false. I never check Snopes because I hate him, but Lou's going to report on what it says. What's it say? Just read it. Just read where it says it's false, Lou. And does it say that it comes out in different areas for different locations, or is it saying it
No, I haven't read it yet.
Oh, now you found it. Okay. Well, yeah. I wish you'd have read it first. Read it, study it, memorize it, live it.
Down in the chat room.
Okay, yeah. Well, I want to know what it says, Lou, and I can't switch to it. How can I report on it if you don't tell me? I don't go to Snopes. I don't go to Wikipedia anymore at all. And I don't. Even if Snopes says something's false, I don't always believe it because I've caught them in a few things that I'm just like, hey, wait a minute. That's you know, they're twisting it to fit their needs. A lot of times they just cut and paste from Wikipedia or other people's blogs at Snopes, so they can't always be trusted. And how do we ever really know? How do you know? I might be, you know, a 3-foot-tall Muslim dwarf right now just trying to give you false information. You don't know that. I guess we could turn on the camera. But hello, come on in. But I want to know if you guys are getting stuff like this. They're trying to scare us into submission. They're trying to scare us into thinking, hey, let's all just be, you know, willing to give up all of our freedoms so that these guys, you know, the guy down at the Shell station doesn't get to eat my baby. And how do we react to this? You know how I like to react to it? I like to forward these things to the newspaper and go, is this true? Did you really do it? I always like to try and dig at facts. I don't go to Snopes. Lou went to Snopes. That's cool.
No, I Googled the story.
Oh, he Googled the story. What else did you find on Google? See, I went to the sources in the letter and sent them emails and phone calls and stuff. And since I haven't heard back, I'm assuming that it's not true, that these people don't really exist.
There's the link for the Google search.
Okay, you put it in there, but I want to know what Snopes said. You're supposed to read it and read it on the air. Yeah, he's busy in the chat room. Jump in there and say, oh, I found it on Snopes. Then I go, here, report on it. And he's like, Okay, he just posted like this great big URL in there. I don't even know what that is.
No,
but
the one above it.
If I got it, I got it put into my junk mail and deleted. Okay, okay, Worland. But there's no... Have a seat, ladies. There's plenty of places to sit. We can't allow them to do this. When I was with the Terrorism Early Warning Group, they filtered real stuff through and they decided what to release. And it was usually... They're going to lie to you. If there is a real threat... If there's a real true threat, they're going to lie to you. They're going to just completely, you know, ignore and not let you know about it because they don't want to have panic in the community. So when they do something like this does get released and there's no name on it, there's no dates. They talked about some guys that tried to sneak in a box, an empty box into an airbase over here. That was one that I got, and they were just testing the system, probing, you know, doing like Sun Tzu said, just probe them, see, you know, because they can't get in trouble for trying to bring an empty box in, but otherwise they'll be noticed forever by the FBI. But today, I mean, you had, I think it was two brothers in Illinois were found guilty of attempting to, you know, kill people on a military base. They wanted to go on a shooting spree, so it does happen. We did have what happened in Texas. There are sleeper cells out there. Who's pushing their button, I can't guarantee you. I know for sure, but I may not always be an imam. It might be a CIA. At British SAS dressed up a bunch of their operatives in Arab clothing and put them into northern Iraq and shot up a town. But the problem was the local forces caught two of them, and then a British tank came in and rescued them. That got covered up. The photos were out there, the two guys handcuffed and sitting in the jail cell until the British came in and got them. False flag, people. Wolf in the woods. They're going to take away our rights one chunk at a time. You know, I don't want to get into the whole 9/11 thing. I could care less who did it. I know what it was. It was either gross negligence or high treason. And either one is unacceptable. You know, they're waiting for their Gulf of Tonkin equivalency so we can invade Iran or North Korea. I mean, they blew up a ship. It was probably shot, you know, sunk with torpedoes from an American submarine. North Korea probably had nothing to do with it. Why should I believe anything the media tells me anyway? In fact, if the media tells me it's ABC, I'm going to be thinking it's XYZ. Just like with the stuff that's going on with the oil, which I don't like to talk about because I don't have a whole lot of expertise, but they're stopping people from going down there. They won't allow foreign ships to come in. They're enacting some ancient Jones Act. I like the name of it. I think that if that's what it was called. That foreign ships can't come into our waters even to help. There's 30 nations out there that want to help us, but yet we're turning our back on them. Oh, we got everything under control. They lie, and then they, you know what they do? They lie some more. They continue to lie. I don't believe anything they ever tell us. I don't know if George Bush was running the remote control that flew it into the Twin Towers. I don't know if it was a modified military plane. There's all kinds of good evidence, but they throw out enough menagerie of information that you can discredit anyone. But that when that happens, when there's so many possibilities, that tells me that the truth is nothing what we imagine it to be. It's not as simple as it looks. It's the opposite of Occam's razor. If there's too much evidence, too many photos, too many things, too many stories about, you know, sleeper cells, something else is up. And the sad thing is these Muslims probably don't even know that they're working for the New World Order. That's who I think is pulling the strings. The Zionist New World Order, whatever label you want to put on it. That's what Al-Qaeda is. You know, Al-Qaeda, I've looked it up. It just means the group. It's like a file where they would just put all these ambiguous things. Look what happened in Uganda over the weekend. A bunch of people are watching the World's Cup, some soccer thing.
Yeah.
And some unknown small group that never did anything sneaks in and kills a bunch of people. 60 people, something like that. In Uganda! They haven't heard about that in a while, and they thought, hey, let's bring up Uganda again. You know, it's going to be strange little things like this to keep you on your toes. Keep you willing to and look what's going on in the political spectrum here. How bad a job can the Democrats be doing? I mean, short of raping children in the halls of Congress, they're doing the worst job in the history of bad jobs in Congress, right? And do you see any Republicans going, look what they're doing, look what they're doing? No, they're just staying shut up about it. It's all manipulated. They're going to make you feel good about voting Republican next time and maybe shifting some seats so that things will change and everything will be good. And maybe we can repeal that medical atrocity they put through, the medical program, the legislation that they put through. All the while, it's just like going to the carnival and you just keep paying your money to try and win that really neat stuffed animal, and there's no way in the world you're going to win. The only thing that gets lost is your liberty. So we got to look out for these things, and we got to call them when we see them. We got to yell false flag. And we got to write letters to newspapers and things like that so we let them know that we know what they're doing. And then on the other side, you've got to be preparing like mad for when one of these idiots gets unleashed on you. I said earlier, hard targets, soft targets. Maybe I should describe that for the uninitiated. A hard target is something like a military base, a National Guard armory, a federal building, state and local authority buildings, those types of things. Those are hard targets to certain degrees. They have a level of security. They have cameras. They have armed guards. They have sensors. They have all kinds of things. Then there are soft targets. Soft targets are things like Disneyland, SeaWorld, subway stations, parades. They may not even be permanent structures. They could be temporary things. And they each have their value psychologically in this terrorist war. And I'm not talking about the Arabs against us. I'm talking about our own government against us. We're going to come back after the break. We will be on Liberty Tree Radio. Liberty Tree Radio, the Corn Key Network, as I like to call it. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this and taking your calls. Yeah, you're taking your calls. Nobody wants to call. We'll be back after the break. Such a mess. Why there's so much mindless mayhem on the TV and the press? Why so many busy businessmen are snapping from the stress? And the rest of us are jogging from depression. Has it ever once occurred to you or ever crossed your mind that the problems of this nation are created by design? That no matter what they tell you, there's another bottom line. Intertwined between the patterns of deception. Since our eyes were first opened and our ears began to hear, they've been herding us like cattle through our fantasies and fears. They move us through illusion and confusion of the mind, and by changing subtle meanings to the words between the lines. It's the news behind the news and the methods you can use. It's a blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols, the learned elders of Zion. They'll tell you it's a forgery, they'll tell you it's a fake. That some anti-Semite wrote it for the money that he'd make. It's been slanderized and demonized and labeled racist hate by the same who stake a claim to its creation. Now I'm not here to try to argue if it's false or if it's true, if the author was a commie or the likes of you know who. What I'm really trying to tell you and to get across to you is it's a blueprint to the downfall of our nation. There's a cause to the chaos that's occurring in the land. There's a road to communism, there's a global master plan. You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control their destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's the blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion.
Publication. So if you ever get a chance to get a copy of your own, just this where their snoopy news reporters roam. That might even be a friend or close relation. It's the cause to the chaos that's occurring in the land. It's the source of communism. It's the global master plan. You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control our destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's the blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover.
Government. There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
Attention.
Government is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
that. Jerry's
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Had to bang on the mic. Yeehaw! I gotta turn up the phone and not lose Mike. Lee's finding that, well, welcome. Let's just do another welcome, because hopefully we've got Liberty Tree Radio listeners jumping in here. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program coming to you from Central California. We come to you live Monday through Friday on DutchJones.tk, the Dutch Jones Radio Network. And Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for an hour between 6 and 7 p.m. on Liberty Tree Radio. And I am very happy to be here. Welcome to all. We are bringing you our Christian militant worldview, which used to be the worldview up until about the 1870s in America, when the humanists took over the churches in America following the War of Federal Aggression. And my views are not necessarily those of the parishioners, the pastor, the guy who mows the grass, or the little, nice little old ladies that plant flowers at the church at Kaweah, but I can tell you this. Most of what I'm teaching you, I learned from the church at Kaweah or other people that they have learned it from, a stream of knowledge going back to the great people of our faith that stood up and fought and made a stand and stood in the gap for the holy cause of liberty. It is a holy cause of liberty, because true liberty comes from none other than Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our God. No king, but King Jesus, as was the official slogan of the American Revolution, and you can't get around that. You just can't. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The New Covenant does not do away with the law. The Old Testament doesn't get thrown in the trash, because the New Testament makes people feel good and fuzzy and warm and does away with their obligation to defend the weak, the meek, the widowed, and those being attacked by tyranny. You got to remember that resistance to tyranny can be, and usually is, obedience to God. Sometimes there's a biblical cause to flight, to hide, for deception, to lie to the enemy. I mean, look at all the great people that resisted tyranny throughout history by lying to the tyrants. You know, I'm not going to go into biblical stuff on it, but there's just some things that you gotta do to defeat the enemy. And the Lord Jesus Christ, God. Can everybody say, hates it when I say God? Well, which God? You know who I'm talking about. The God of our Bible. The God of Jesus Christ. And he will reward you for doing a righteous thing in the righteous cause. This nation has strayed from that thought. And as I said in the first hour, I am getting tons of mail from militia guys that don't like me putting together Christianity with the militia. They call me arrogant. They call me misinformed that Christianity should be put in a little corner and it should just deal with problems in the home. Which is funny because every time they say that it's a problem of personal authority and home authority, but yet constantly everybody wants to dictate where it can and can't go. You know who else wanted it to stay in the chapels and in the homes? Hitler, Lincoln. So those of you that are sending me these emails are in league with those tyrants. Mao, Stalin.
Communist?
That's what people like that say. Oh, Christianity should have nothing to do with the body politic. It should have nothing to do with warfare. They just don't like it. Because it makes them be responsible for how they conduct themselves in warfare, how they conduct themselves in their daily lives. People don't disbelieve the Bible for scientific evolutionary reasons. They disbelieve the Bible for personal reasons, their own perversions, their own deviations, their own sin. They may not want to call it sin. They may call it doing whatever they have to do to get by. Their own violations against other humans. That's why they don't like it. It's usually for moral reasons. They don't want somebody telling them that their personal sexual prolific, I can't even come up with a word for it that would describe it best, because it's just, I hate talking about this stuff. But they don't want their picadillos, let's put it that way, judged by anyone. So if they do away with the great judgment, the law of the universe, the law of nature created by our Lord and Savior, then they can do whatever they want. They can go into battle and they can cut the heads off the women and children and take the gold from their teeth and scalp their heads and rape the women and steal whatever they want because they don't answer to a higher authority, or so they think. You can deny God all you want, but you do not break God's law. God's law breaks you. A better man said that than me. I didn't come up with that. So that's how I answer that. And I know some of them are coming from the Liberty Tree Radio audience. They just didn't like it. They don't like me doing that. They say, you're getting up on your high horse. I'm not saying I'm a better man than anyone listening to this stream of information going out over the internet or wherever it goes. But what I am telling you is that my cause is better than yours. Because I serve a better general. I don't serve the winds of leadership. I serve the one true king. No king but King Jesus. But I had to throw that one out there. I wanted to start the second hour with that too, just so there will be no misunderstanding on where I come from. I don't want somebody saying, hey, that Dutch Jones is wishy-washy. Hey, that Dutch Jones, I don't know, is he a Christian? Have you heard of the guy? Yeah, he's a Christian. Yeah. As for my house, we don't fear men. We fear Jesus Christ alone. I fear no man. None. Constantly God tests me and puts me up against bigger, meaner, and uglier people. And every time I go into it, and I literally go, you know, okay, Lord, this is the day that you have chosen for me, then that's it, but I will do what is right. And I'm not just some lily-livered keyboard commando. I've been tested over and over and over again, and I have been scared, but I don't let fear decide how I act. That's the difference. That is the true test of a Christian soldier. You do what you have to do even when you don't want to do it because it's the right thing to do. You follow a higher code and a higher calling. Well, we've been talking about this letter that I got, and Lou has found out that it... This is just to get you guys up to date if you're just joining in. This is an email that I supposedly got from a Fresno policeman, and you know how I feel about policemen. So right then I went, uh-huh. A homicide detective who's retired, he says his homicide detective buddies are filling him in on all this potential terrorist activity within the perimeters of my area of operation. So, of course, I went, let me read this. Everything from conniving shop owners to dry runs of empty boxes trying to be smuggled into an airbase nearby here to, what was some of the other stuff, Lou? Buying up all the cell phones and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, and this was dated July 10th when I got it, and Lou said he found it on what date? May 25th
and March 13th
and March 13th
and June 21st
and June 21st it's gone out
June
22nd it's gone out. Snopes says it's a outright fake. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, because they contacted supposedly the head of
yeah
and they said they don't
Now, I don't always trust Snopes, so what I did today is I contacted the different groups that were involved in this letter, and sure, there's a Shell station at the street corner where they said it was and everything, but and what's weird is I had heard this verbally from someone who is a retired highway patrolman through him, and then when pushed today, like, well, who was it that told you, he couldn't bring up a name either. And I called the newspaper that was cited in it, where a reporter, and he did write articles telling people to do what they can. Okay, let's see if I can remember how to turn on the phone. Nobody's called in such a long time. Hello, you're live on the Dutch Jones Show. What do you want to talk about? Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Number five.
Hey, Dutch.
Okay, I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
Let me boost it a little bit. Go ahead, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, which one is he on?
He's on number five.
Five. Okay, I can...
Hey, Michigan, can you hear me now?
Wow, you're low. You're really low there. Okay, go ahead. I can hear you. What is going on here?
I'm talking right into the mic, and I can only hear you with my speakers.
That is really strange, because nothing has changed. And
I can't hear you through the headset. I got to turn up my speakers, but there's lag there.
Okay. Tell him to talk. Go ahead, Ed, and just say what you want to say. Okay, folks.
Hey, there we go. I can hear you.
You know what it was? There's ants in our soundboard.
Ants in your soundboard?
Yes, and I took the pot, put it up and down, and ants came crawling out of the soundboard.
Wow.
It's nanotechnology. Oh, man, that hurt.
See if they got little hammer and sickles printed on their back.
So we're up now. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah. You're up on air.
Okay, good. Well, welcome.
Did you get a chance to watch that video I sent? Well, I think I sent it to you, too.
Yeah, I think you did. You sent me some stuff, I think, on Friday, and I watched it.
Oh, no, I was talking about the one I posted Sunday of the moving wall.
Oh, yes, I did. I did take a look at that. Yes. I didn't know when that was actually sent. But yes, I think you sent it out once before, I thought.
No, not that one.
Okay.
That was just done, literally. That was yesterday.
Okay, cool. No, I haven't seen that one then. We will take a look.
I got it up on ViewFlixer. I got it up on Facebook and Yahoo, of course, again. For some reason, it just didn't upload right.
Excellent. We have the same problem when we try to put up our little militia recruiting things.
Well, that's a moving wall memorial. The event was very nice. The guys who were working security, we did have a problem with.
Oh, no.
Well, everything was fine until they found out Dad was who he was. Somebody recognized him.
I bet that happens a lot, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Most of the guys were cool about it, but one of the members that was there of Rolling Thunder, sadly enough, continued to be an asshole and try to make a spectacle out of it.
That's strange, too, because those guys, you know...
I know. Usually they're very cool, and I've already talked to some of our friends with Rolling Thunder and lodged a complaint about these guys.
Yeah.
Because we were asked to leave, we complied with their request to leave, we got back to our car, and then they blocked us in and asked for our car keys.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Kidnapping.
Yep. And, of course, they asked us to turn off our videotape, and being polite and respectful with the memorial, I did, but as soon as they started that crap,
yeah,
I turned the camera on.
Okay.
And then some of them got polite, and others of them, I think a few of the guys that were there were drunk.
Really? Well, you know, I'm...
I say it's like the event, the memorial, was excellent. We got there while they were breaking down some of the stuff on Sunday. But the security team that was there, unfortunately...
Yeah. Well, I can tell you one experience I had with them. It was somewhere in Arlington, in Maryland. And when the cameras turned on, they all started crying and acting all, reminiscent of brothers and sisters on the wall. And then when the cameras turned off, they went back to drinking. So I've had similar experiences with that.
You can watch the video, and I left the audio there.
Sure, I will do that.
And they requested me, not to record anybody warning at the wall.
Uh-huh.
Be respectful with that.
Right.
You can see on the video I did.
Yeah.
There was no problem, even up to the point where we were requested to leave. That other than when we got to the car and they tried to stop us from leaving.
That's insane.
Yep.
Well, that's...
So I've lodged a complaint in a couple of spots on that, sadly enough, because I love Rolling Thunder.
Yeah, yeah, they've been...
Because Wagner is the president, is the vice president of Rolling Thunder in Wisconsin. He's been one of our program hosts on Liberty Tree Radio, so
okay.
It's nothing bad against them, but that was, there was an incident there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they obviously had some kind of axe to grind, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can't wait to see the video now, because I haven't seen it, so I want to take a look at it. I thought I got one. I haven't really looked at a bunch of stuff on there yet, because I get so much, it pushes it down, so I'll have to take a look at it and go.
I know how that goes.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, on mine, I haven't had other people posting a lot of stuff to me other than my brother, the guys from ViewFlix and you.
Sure, yeah, I just put a couple
most
things
of the
there.
Stuff I get is, like, everybody else is just looking for the stuff I post.
Oh, today it was just people that just didn't like me. They just, they can't fathom, putting Christianity with any militia cause. And if you weren't listening, that's what I was talking about the last time.
I heard that the last few days.
Yeah, it's just sad. But, we've got people
that's
out there.
That's okay. We deal with about every religion here in the state. And actually, that
sure.
was something else I wanted to comment on. You said that they were saying that the possible terrorist groups were buying up cell phones.
Sure.
If you have any type of Muslim or Arab community, I'll tell you, and it's amazing, and it's true, it's a fact. Almost every wireless toys or cell phone stone here in the state of Michigan, including in my hometown, Dexter, Michigan,
sure.
is owned by an Arab family.
Wow.
And they're the nicest people you could deal with.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
I mean,
so it's like worrying about them buying up cell phones. They already have them.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you have this video up on your Facebook right now?
Yeah, it's up on Facebook, and it's up on ViewFlix, but for some reason, you can't open the page up itself. You have to go to a ViewFlix channel, and it's
okay.
the promoted video right up the top there.
I got people in the chat room. They want to see it, so I'm going to try and put the link in the chat room if I can, because I'm trying
I don't know. I don't think you can link to it through Facebook, but if you go to a ViewFlix page,
okay.
just give them the link to the ViewFlix channel off our website, and they
okay.
can get into it that
we'll
way.
We'll take care of that. Lou's doing it right now. Because there are people saying they want to see that. Because, you know, that's something that's just, it's offensive to, I mean, we're all...
Oh, no, I didn't, I made sure I did not show them being asses.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that...
I was respectful to the,
You're there to help them, and it's just...
Yeah, well, we promoted it, we were asked to promote it, and we did for the whole, 3 months to 4 months leading up to the event. We had it on the Liberty Tree Radio events page.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been up there, and we've been talking about it on the program.
So basically, people are saying for some reason the audio dropped out, and they're saying they didn't hear it. You guys went to this moving wall, which is the Vietnam Memorial Wall. It's a smaller version of it
yeah.
that they put panels up, and you went there, and somebody spotted you and started making a big fuss about who you guys are and asked you to leave, and as you were trying to leave, they kept you from leaving and made you turn off the car and turned into
No. They, before we got in the car, they asked us for the
yeah.
keys. That's when I turned the camera back on and yeah. asked them, by what authority do you have for asking us for our keys?
Uh-huh.
You know, where they said, well, we've called the cops. And I go, you asked us to leave, and we're complying with your request.
Mm-hmm. How did it end up? Did the cops show up?
The cop, considering the area, and the cop was right by the gate, but when they called him, he conveniently disappeared.
Hmm.
Well, no, there are friendly police officers in the area, and
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. He heard the name and decided it was time to take a walk.
Yeah, he probably realized this was a civil matter and just people being
uh-huh.
jerks, and he didn't want to have to do the paperwork on it. That's, yeah, you know.
Because we walked right past the police car, and Dad even wanted to say hi to the officer because we know a few of them up in the area.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
And we even ran into a few of the people that we informed that the wall was there.
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't even have known it was going on.
I wasn't, and the only reason why we were there is because I asked Dad, you know, to take me up there because I told some of the vets in the area, and they know I do YouTube videos. They asked me if I would do one and post it so everybody could see it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dedication at the end to one of the Michigan soldiers that's on the wall.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah?
Hey, I got some email from some listeners you sent my way. A handful of people over the weekend were listening to our archives. They said you sent them over there. I want to thank you for doing that. They said you specifically, Ed.
I send a lot of people there, a lot of people.
So I appreciate it. We also
I've been telling a lot of people about the Sawyer water filter because I think that's cool how it can be used with a 5-gallon bucket.
Right, and we've gotten some sales off of that, and people have, so I wanted to thank you for that. And so that's it comes at a good time. I hurt my foot. I'm not working, and so it's great that you're. You found another 30-round mag?
Yeah.
Wow, good. We're cleaning house, and Stacy's finding cool stuff that we forgot we had. She's like, "Wow,
I like it." Another 30-round mag. Wow,
yeah, like some old grandfathered in 30-round mag. Because remember, we're in the People's Republic of California, so this is like a pre-ban one. And I'm like, "Hey, I forgot we had that one." So, but
I don't know. Remember. What was it? I think the Fed overruled, of course they use the term privileges, but they overruled Chicago's law, anti-gun law that they have there.
Yeah, but then they came back with stricter gun, making it harder to get...
Yeah, I know, that Chicago did, but technically speaking...
Well, what I did is I contacted about 18 sheriffs. Offices and said, "What is your policy?" And every one of them came back, they said, "Oh, it's legal to possess, it's illegal to transfer, sell... high cap mags." They said, but in fact, Los Angeles County Sheriff, I forgot his name, but he said in there, "Do not harass these people. We don't need the lawsuits. Do not. If you see somebody with a high cap mag, just leave them alone unless they're convicted."
Well, what I was going to say is what happened in Chicago. Even though they're doing the other thing, they're opening themselves up for another court case.
Exactly.
Issue, but as far as that goes. That court case, because it was done at the Supreme Court level, could be applied in any state of the union, including yours.
Well, and we're going to see a battle here.
Somebody has the balls to do it.
They're trying to change we have a really cool open carry law here in California. If it's unincorporated areas, you can open carry.
They were pushing for more open carry.
Sure.
Open carry, but concealed carry.
Well, yeah, a lot of the good sheriffs like Mims in Fresno County, the first thing she did when elected 2 years ago was started issuing concealed carry permits and lowering the standard. We have Inyo County, which says you don't even need a permit, just carry a gun. We don't care. So there are some good counties here. They're not all evil, vile, socialist, Fabian socialist counties. So it's getting good. We carry all around up here. We have deputies. We don't have it in our area because we're unincorporated county. And it's funny, our pastor called him one time and said, "Hey, we got a pit bull." And he's like, "Well, shoot it. This pit bull's attacking my kid. Why didn't you shoot it? You should be carrying a gun." And I said, "See, I told you." And I handed him the code. So now everybody carries, you know, open carry. We do it courteously. If we're going to go into a business, you know, we take the weapon off or put it in a fanny pack or something. But, you know, we let them know. We're trying to find a restaurant up here to let us have regular monthly open carry meetings. So that's what we're working on. But there's a couple communists from down. It's the Sanchez sisters down in San Diego County.
We'll be cool if you're going to do the open carry thing. You find a family restaurant, and you ask them if it's okay to do a theme thing, and you do it up like an old saloon. Of course, you make sure there's no alcohol on property, but you know, like the old west.
Yeah, and then tourists will come in from Germany because we're a tourism town because of the park here, you know, the Sequoia, and they'll be. I remember I opened the door for two. We have two ladies that are. Refugees from China. They're Christians, and they got baptized in our church, and they've been coming here, and I saw them mingling in the parking lot. They were waiting for their translator, and so I just went out to the parking lot. Their eyes went to the pistol, and I thought, oh, no, they're going to think, you know, something bad, and they just smiled and let me escort them into the church. So it's nice. People are getting a little more used to it up here. We've always worn them in church up here, but now when we, you know, go to the post office, you know, they...
Be surprised with the attitude of people that have left those countries over there.
Yeah.
They show a lot of respect towards people who display their rights proudly.
Sure, yeah. And we're finding that, because we have instructors here that come here that are, they became Americans by choice. They weren't born here. One is from Austria, one is from Poland, and they get so angry when some wimpy born American goes, "Well, I don't want to make anybody scared by wearing a pistol." And especially the guy from Poland, he goes, "Do you know what happened when Russia invaded? We had no guns. You know, we had to fight with, you know, with sticks and stuff to liberate our country. He goes, you have a right that's being taken away, and you won't even stand. It's funny. We can't pronounce his name. We just call him Magic is his first name, and he's from Front Sight. And he just tears into these wimpy people, and it's fun to watch.
Oh, from Front Sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have ads from their training school come up on the station before I bought the website.
Sure. What we did is two of their instructors that helped build it and design it, they now have their own school, so they come out. We pay them to come to our, because we have our own firing range on our own ranch.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stop calling it a compound; it makes everybody mad. It's our Christian ranch, and so we have a 300-yard shooting range, we have a pistol range, we have a shoot house, all that kind of stuff. So we bring these guys in, and they tell us stories that are just like, you have no idea why we came to America is because our countries have fallen. And now they're happy to train us, because these are, you know, ex-special forces guys from Europe and whatever. And they're like, we're surprised at how many Americans are just blind to how quickly the rights are being stripped, and they won't do anything about it.
Hey, Dutch, I got to say thank you to the people who keep berating you for calling the place a compound. Compound is one of two things. It's a place to keep cattle.
Yeah.
A place to house British soldiers.
It's an old military from being in the Army, and it's hard to break. And I did it one time, and this guy called up crying. He's like, man, they called Waco a compound. Don't be doing that, because they're going to come kill you, man. I'm like, calm down. I'm sorry. It is a church ranch. You know,
I don't know if they've I still think that is the Webster Dictionary definition, unless they changed it or added something to it. But the last time I looked it up, it was a place to store or keep cattle, or a place to house British troops.
Well, here's one to show you how long ago I learned to drive. Our four-wheel drive vehicle, on the dash, it said that four-wheel drive was to throw it into compound gear. And that was in an old International Harvester ambulance that my dad had gotten military surplus. And it said compound gear for putting it into four low. So that was another place I heard it obviously misused. But, yeah, I got to make sure I keep...
Actually, no, compound gear would be... more your, it's the right term there, it's a different meaning.
Right, like combining the four wheels probably. Yeah. So it's just funny how, you know, the language gets changed over the years. That's why we use the Webster's, which the 1828 dictionary as much as possible, and that makes people mad too. You know, you're like, no, your word, that's not, you're misusing that word, you know, especially legally, it means a lot.
Well, it's like when I was going through public schools, ain't wasn't a word, but now ain't is a word.
It's accepted.
Yeah, well, they added it to the English dictionary because so many people use it anyway.
Well, the decay...
If you can do that, then Bashizzi or, you know, Bling, you know...
Right. Well, we're coming up on a break here. Ed, thank you for calling in and helping me shake the ants out of the soundboard. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, we're going to have to bug bomb in here tomorrow, I think.
Just set some ant traps. All right, I'll talk to you later, Doug.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Well, it's 100-some degrees. The ants come in, and I have a feeling we probably left some water in here. So, oh, let me turn that one down, too. I think that's the phone. Here's Lou. Is this you, Mike? Lou? Yeah, it's you, Lou. We've got to relabel the board. Okay, we'll be back after the break. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it'll probably be mind-bending. Thank you. Dutch Jones Radio. Thanks.
Home, far away from home. And I wonder what they hear when the sun goes down, and I wonder what they see when the mist rolls around, and I wonder what they feel when they walk these grounds. Raised by their loved ones, they came back to Pennsylvania for their sons. Buried in the ground, unembalmed, not much left but buttons and bones. Home, far away from home. Lieutenant Montgomery, after 35 years, walked Mr. Forney through these fields. He distinctly traced where the grass grew greener, the height of a dead man, Carolina blood. Home, far away from home. And I wonder what they hear sun goes down. And I wonder what they see when the mist rolls around. And I wonder what they feel when they walk these grounds. Deep in the ground, their souls lie still in the dark of the night. The mist they fill, drifting in the air of a northern land. These southern suns took their final stand, home, far away from home. Home, far away from home. Home, far away from home.
This vast right-wing conspiracy that has been conspiring against my husband since the day he announced for president.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival escape routes and plans and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family. Get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Obey me! Obey me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, the ants are shaking out of the soundboard, folks. I hope so, anyway. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program coming to you from Ant Central in the Sequoia National Park area of Central California in a little town called Cahuilla. That's how you say it. You got to say it like that. Cahuilla, California. We are smack dab in the middle of the People's Republic of California, the Fabian Socialist-controlled communist state thereof. We are fighting a battle behind the enemy lines. It is... not always an easy battle, but we are here. And those of you that keep sending me letters saying, what in the world are you doing there? Well, there's a lot of things. I'm held here hostage by an ex-wife who's holding my child hostage. And Also, this wonderful church that I'm sitting at right now, which is church property. It is not a compound. If you were listening to the last half hour, you'll know what we're talking about. And we love it here. It's a great church. It is a non-501c3 church. It is a real church that teaches, preaches the true full gospel, not truncated gospel. And we also teach history here, history of the American providential creation, how we became a nation, and why we are no longer surviving as a nation because we've walked away from God. We like to combine both militia and Christianity because we are a Christian militant worldview church. We believe we are sent here to occupy. We're not sitting around for rapture, sitting on our hands going, beam me up, Jesus. You know, that kind of stuff that came out of the 60s. We're here to occupy and to share the word and to be a reflection of the wonderful light of Jesus Christ. That's what we do. And we also shoot and train and just try and reach people and arm them with knowledge in both the gospel, history, and survival preparedness. Now, I know I'm not going to do as good a job as some of the other programs here on Liberty Tree Radio. I'm not an expert in any one thing. I'm a generalist. I try to share with you a little bit of what I've learned over my years of trial and error and the failures that I've learned more from my failures, to give you an idea. I learned how to be a good husband by failing the first time around. I've learned how to be a good teacher by doing miserably at school myself. I've learned how to be a good father by not being a good father the first time around. I learn from my failures, and that's what we're doing here. So forgive me our failures, like ants crawling in the soundboard and making it impossible to hear Ed speak to us. It's amazing to me that the forces of nature are teaming up against us today. That, I don't know. Maybe Satan controls the ants. I don't know. But it's these specific ants he does. You know how the little tiny black ants aren't supposed to bite?
It's the government.
They are nailing me. They're not like leaving big red welts like fire ants. It's just I'm sitting here all of a sudden I'm like, what was that? And I look down, there's an ant hanging off of me and it's trying to kill me the best it can. I think I'm a rubber tree plant and it's trying to move me. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. But I would not trade this for anything. Zionist ants. Yes, Warland, Zionist ants. That's what they are. They're Jewish supremacists trying to destroy my ministry here that we are sharing with you. Let's see. We've covered just about everything we could possibly cover. We've hit the end. We've discovered that this little false flag thing about terrorists in Fresno is probably just bits and pieces of news articles all compiled together. There probably is not really a homicide detective that's throwing it out there to warn us. It's probably fake to scare us. We learned about the roving wall memorial in Michigan and how a few members of Rolling Thunder and security acted, unfortunately. You never know how a show is going to go. You know, I may have the best plans. I may say I'm going to read Psalm 137, which is what I was going to do, and go through it line by line and share it with you as our pastor did on Sunday. But instead, things rise up and things happen and we change things.
It's 37, not 137.
Was it 37, Psalm 37? Well, thank you for correcting.
I thought you said 37.
Yeah, Lou, my program editor, didn't catch it, but the studio audience did. Let's see. American Dictionary says a compound is two or more functions of a location. Yeah, like a compound bow has multiple working parts. That's an example of the modern vernacular changing. You know, we need to get, where's the Webster's 1838? 28. Where's the Webster's 1828? Is it? Well, that's not one there, is it? The blue one? See what that blue one is. We'll see what compound says in there. When you control the language, you can control the people, because language is the key to the law a lot of times. And that's why, and I don't even try to go this route, but a lot of the law folks and, you know, really good people that are studying the law, like, what's that say? Which one is that? Oh, that's New World. That's the New World Order Bible, New World Edition. It's out in the big, it's out in the lobby. You don't have to, it's huge. You don't have to go get it. But we have like these, and I hope I know you ladies listen to the replay, the Southern California Martial Law Alerts. Is that what it is? Am I getting that right? SC, you guys are listening? I admire you folks for being able to come in here when you do and take these law books out and just dig and find where they're twisting the law. I couldn't do that. I couldn't mince words, as they say. So that's not even an expertise of mine, so I'm probably always going to make the mistakes and use the wrong words. I'm going to be like Archie Bunker and come up with these insulting things that I don't even mean to. So I apologize in advance, and you have to forgive me because we're all Christians, right? folks. But anyway, we've got about 19 minutes left, and I have absolutely nothing to talk to you about. No, I'm just kidding. I've always got something to talk to you about, because I've always got in front of me several books. I've got several books in front of me that I just think you need to learn from them, because I'm learning from them every day. DJ, I left a good dictionary with the pastor. He put it in the resource center. Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. That may be the one that I'm looking at right now, actually, Rocky Hill. But there's an older one, an older Webster's that we use. I like Christian Fortress. Okay. We carry around these little books, compendium of quotes, the jury member's handbook, all that kind of stuff, which I don't have one here in front of me, the jury member's handbook. But there's all kinds of quotes and things that need to be reminded to us, both from long ago, 200, 300, 400 years ago, and even in the last century. And this is one I misquoted it during, I think, the second half hour. It's from C.S. Lewis. "In the modern world keeps trying to make religion a purely private matter while constantly reducing the areas of privacy that are left to us." That was C.S. Lewis who said that. And think about it. When I was talking about Hitler, he wanted to take the church out of the body politic, out of the schoolhouse, out of the streets. He wanted to keep it in little tiny buildings. But yet, at the same time, the fascist doctrine, and yes, all you fascists that are listening to me, I know you listen because you send me mail, is counter to true liberty, because it then restricts where privacy exists. Same thing with you communists. I don't think I have any communists listening, unless you're from the Southern Poverty Law Center and you're one of the guests. And welcome, you need to hear the gospel too. So C.S. Lewis said that. Think about this. The modern world, that's and true today as it was when C.S. Lewis said it in the 40s, keeps trying to make religion a purely private matter while consistently reducing the areas of privacy that are left to us. People always say that the right-wing Christians want to invade your bedroom, want to invade your home and tell you what you can and can't do, when that's not true. It's the socialists that want to do that. We will leave you to your sin. We will. But don't you dare push your sin upon us or try to recruit our children. That's the difference. And you say, but there's sodomy laws and there's all this. The church didn't make sodomy laws. Those were the states. Okay? Counties, things like that. But our job as Christians is to show you, hey, look, what you're doing here is wrong. You're now accountable for it. You know, you live your life. I'm not going to force you by the point of the sword. That's what the state does. But when you come out of your bedroom and you hold a parade and you flaunt it and you make my child see it, you're going to get a boot to the head. When you get a job as a school teacher and preach that and try to brainwash my child that that is normal and counter to our beliefs, you're going to get a boot to the head. Sorry, I hate to tell you that, but it's the truth. No, I don't hate to tell you that. I love to tell you that. It's the truth. God didn't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because it made them uncomfortable. It was because they violated the law. And like on The Simpsons, out of love, he destroyed them. He lovingly destroyed them. Yeah, Olima's saying, look at the stats for the archive. I am getting so much feedback from the archives, Olima. And people are saying, we're burning it, we're handing it out. I got a guy who is burning it and handing them out in Europe to anybody who will listen. So I'm not surprised. We had 839 downloads of July 7th of the archives for the show. Downloads from the archives, 839 downloads. That's like more shows than... Yeah. So thank you, Olimar. That's good information. George Mason, to disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. That's common knowledge, but yet does anybody teach that to their kids? I do. To disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. Do you want to be a slave? Surrender your arms. I hear a siren. I hear sirens. Let's see. Does that sound like police or does that sound like ambulance? Okay. It just stopped. We got a lot of old people around here. They keep dying on us in the heat. Let's pray it's not somebody. Go. Let's
play a game, Popo or Ambulance.
Yeah, let's play a game. Is that Popo or Ambulance? Those of you that can hear it in the background. Is that the Popo or Ambulance? Button down the hatches! Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have yelled that loud. Sorry. Wow. That's the file that had the most downloads so far. Wow. Oh, July 7th was the one. Okay, I misunderstood. I thought by July 7th that's... So we've even had more downloads than that. Boy, you shouldn't have told me that, my ego. I don't have an ego. I had it removed. During my first marriage, my ego was destroyed, so I don't have one. Now, a lot of people don't know who William McGuffey is. He's an educator. And this quote, "The Christian religion is the religion of our country. From it are derived our prevalent notions of the character of God, the great moral governor of the universe. On its doctrines are founded the peculiarities of our free institutions." That's the way it goes. Let's see, Webster's Dictionary, 1828, Bear posted compound definition, compound of two or more ingredients. There you go. It was for cooking or witchcraft. So, okay. I like this one. This is a pastor that we love dearly from history, 1775, John Peter Muhlenberg. "In the language of the Holy Writ, there is a time for all things. There is a time to preach and a time to fight." That, of course, is from the Bible. Newsweek magazine, December 1982. "Now, historians are discovering that the Bible, perhaps even more than the Constitution, is our founding document." That's 1982. That's, you know, last century, I know, but that's Newsweek magazine. Anything? You guys see it out there? It sounded like it stopped before it even got here. It probably pulled in. Hopefully it's not one of the elderly folks. Because in this heat, you know, it's not very good for them. Whew. In fact, I'm getting a little dizzy here, and I'm not even that elderly yet. Let's see. I've got too many quotes here, and I'm trying to find... Oh, well, here's one that fits everybody. I'm going to throw one out here for you non-Christian patriots. See if you can figure out who said that. "In the beginning of a change, a patriot is a scarce man. But when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot." Who do you think said that? You can give me... He has two names. You can give me either one. "In the beginning of a change, a patriot is a scarce man, but when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot." Let me give you the modern. In the beginning, a patriot's all by himself, suffering, carrying the burden, but when he's starting to win, everybody cranks up that bandwagon and they start, I always listen to Mark Kornke. Oh, yeah, I always did that. Oh, I was always with the free men. Yeah, I remember I was in the movement when I was a kid. That was Mark Twain. Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain, an American, I don't know if he's really like a poet laureate, but he's definitely an American strong point. I mean, you know, his writings, his political writings. Okay, George Washington said, "The general most earnestly requires and expects a due observance of those articles of war established for the government of the army, which forbid profane cursing, swearing, and drunkenness. And in like manner, he requires and expects all of his officers and soldiers not engaged in actual duty, a punctual attendance of divine services, to implore the blessing of heaven upon the means used for our safety and defense." George Washington required his men, if they not be Christians, they at least act that way, and that they show up for church services if they're not on duty. They're not allowed to use profanity to act ungodly. I mean, it doesn't get any more clear than that. He also said, "To the distinguished character of a patriot, it should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of a Christian." The father of our nation said, "How can you be a patriot and be not a Christian?" I ask that every day on the show, and I get hate mail. More hate mail than when I use the word compound to describe our church. You know, after Valley Forge, General George Washington said this, "The hand of Providence has been so conspicuous in all this that he must be worse than an infidel and more than wicked that has not gratitude enough to acknowledge his obligation." Anyone that has freedom today, experiences liberty, must be an infidel or a heathen to not thank the Lord Jesus Christ for it. Because maybe you don't believe in God, but men who did and women who trusted in Jesus Christ sacrificed and many died so that you can live in suburbia and build a beer gut and get on the computer and act like Ricky Rescuer, Keyboard Commando, Commander, whoever you are, who doesn't dare put a foot on the ground other than once a month when he goes out to a shooting range and shoots some paper targets. Wouldn't dare step into a church because he's afraid of what he might see or feel. Just because you don't believe in it, you should acknowledge the fact that if it were not for men and women who do trust and have faith in Jesus Christ, sacrificed, fought, accomplished, failed, were the building blocks of liberty that are now being torn down because you choose to do nothing to acknowledge that great gift that was handed to you. All that after Christian was my quote, by the way. This is continued Washington. Where does the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor? George Washington, and you call me a wacko. Of course, you guys probably think George Washington's a wacko. All you people that don't want to claim that this is a Christian nation, you're like, yeah, man, I wish those guys hadn't done all that. You wanted a humanist revolution. You want to be French. Those of you that say that Christianity had nothing to do with the founding of this nation, you're French. Because that was a humanist revolution, and look what had happened. It was bloody, it was disgusting. And look how the Lord has blessed the French. Defeated in just about every war they fought. They even fought themselves in World War II and lost until we helped them. You had the Vichy French and the Free French, and they fought each other in North Africa, and they lost. It took Brits to save them, and I'm not a big fan of the Brits. So you want a humanist revolution? Join the French. Or any other nation that's about to fall. Go back to France, you stinking Canadians. Need to be a Christian first, then be in the militia, Bear says. I agree with that wholeheartedly from the chat room. Thank you, gentlemen. I love gentlemen Christian warriors that know their concepts. I may not always get the words right or the quote right, and I may have to go, Lou, what verse is that? But I get the concepts. I'm not a preacher. I never claim to be a preacher.
No,
so I'm a sheepdog. I'm not the shepherd. I'm a sheepdog. I'm here to help the shepherd. Now, here's one that I like because it was plagiarized by that tyrant, that butcher, that homosexual, sodomite, that communist Marxist. Well, they didn't have communist. He was a Marxist, Abraham Lincoln. Now, I'm going to give you, this is John Wycliffe, and he said this in 1384. In 1384, he said this, and then Lincoln stole it. The Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that butcher, Lincoln, stole it and said a government for the people. But he everything about him. You know, they called him Honest Abe as an insult. Because he cheated. He lied. He was a shyster lawyer. If they had shyster lawyers back then, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know
if the term applies. But he was also known for cockfighting, and he would cheat. That's where they got the name Honest Abe. It's like Little John.
And now people think he was honest.
You know, and it's just amazing how stupid people are when they don't even want to do the research themselves.
Yeah.
John Wycliffe said that, though.
They're being told.
I got all kinds of stuff. I got this little book is great, and you can get a compendium of quotes most commonly used by Christian patriots as compiled by the Campbells, because there used to be three Campbell pastors here. Now we only have one. One has gone to join the church triumphant. God bless him. And the other has gone on to have his own church in Ridgecrest. Thank you. What's the name of that church?
Lordship Church
in Ridgecrest. Look it up. Don't tell them I sent you. Just go check it out. And you can get this book for a donation of $5 if you go to the church website. And you can go to the church website by going to dutchjones.tk and you can get it. What is this? Wow, who put that? Who put that prayer in there? Wow, I got to take a look at that. It's huge. Wow, that's a good prayer. Wow, I had to do it. It's so big you had to put it in two chunks. Warland says Obama has done in 4 months along with British Petroleum what it took Lincoln 4 years to do. Yeah, at least to the Gulf Coast, right? Talk about a blockade. Now it's oil. Put all those people out of business on the coast, yeah. It was sent to you. Cool. Wow, that's a good one. Let's see. I got one here. This one's kind of sad, and I've used it often, that people who think just because we answer the call and stand in the gap that we're always going to win, we don't know what God's plan is. We have appealed to the God of battles, and He has decided against us. And now, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? We have appealed to the God of battles, and he has decided against us. And now, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? That's Robert E. Lee when he was deciding to surrender the Army of Northern Virginia. Historical point, he only surrendered the Army of Northern Virginia. The Confederacy still lives. You can research it. There is still a Confederate nation, and you can become a citizen of it. Of course, I don't live in the South. They seem to think that because I live in Central California, I can't be part of the Confederacy, and that's the one flaw in their thinking, that they don't realize that the cause of the South is the cause of us all. And sometimes their own prejudices, you know, against, you know, what they consider Northern, they don't realize, and I understand their grievances, that parts of California were Confederate, period. This was a Confederate county here, the county of Tulare. But I could go on and on and on, and I got about 2 minutes here before we play the music, and I just want to keep with you, especially on Mondays. I try to start the week out this way, abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, starting off with that foot, not our foot forward, the foot of Jesus Christ forward. We discussed it in church Sunday, that if you take the beginning of your day, get up a half hour earlier, read the Psalms, go through the Psalms, start with Psalms, and just read through it, pray through it, read it line by line, and just... And in your own words, share it with the Lord, what it means to you and how you want him to apply those words of David to your life. And if you do that, if you abide in the Lord, he will abide in you. What's the Nehemiah verse? If my people who are called by my name?
That's Second Chronicles.
Second Chronicles, thank you. He'll hear you in heaven if you humble yourselves and pray in his name. He will hear you from heaven. And he'll heal this land. And not just this land, but the entire world. This is a cause of liberty in America, and this is what we deal with in these former United States. And I, you know I'm not a federalist, and I love the states, individuals, as citizenship. And that's a political thing. But the world itself belongs to Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what empire puts its flag or stamp on that. We need to cover the world for his righteousness. But we have to start here in the United States. And those of you, I know I have listeners all over the globe that download this, that listen, because I get your emails. Do not lose hope. Do not be faint of heart. Whether you're in China, former Soviet bloc nations, you know, countries being overrun by Islam, your Lord will not forget you. My battle is here today. This is where the Lord has put me. I was blessed to be born in these United States. But salvation and deliverance is coming for everyone on the planet, because Jesus Christ died for every man. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter if you go to a Lutheran church or a Baptist church. Jesus Christ had a mission. It was not to come and wage war. It was to pay for your debt that you could not pay. Do not forget that. Do not lose focus of that. Because if you lose focus of that, it doesn't matter what weapons you take, what chariots you believe in, what horses you believe in, what implements of war, you will not succeed. And you may fail, even with the trust of God and the love of God and the faith in God. But you got to remember, the sword is heavy, the battle is hard, but victory belongs to the Lord alone. God bless you in all you do in the holy cause of liberty. Thank you for downloading our shows and our sermons. Check us out. Go to dutchjones.tk. If you can help us out with prayer, do that. If you can help us out with a donation, do that. We need your help to stay on the air. Send money to Liberty Tree Radio and tell them it's for the Dutch Jones Show to pay for the bandwidth. God bless you all. Thanks for listening. I'm Dutch Jones, and for my entire family, thanks for listening.